Reclaiming lost land has become a big business and looks to be even more important in the coming years. RemTech Summit, in its second year, is a trade show devoted to sharing the most important sources of information on research trends, technical advances, field applications, government policies, and other critical issues affecting contaminated site restoration. We are here today with Professor Joe Hughes of the Georgia Institute of Technology and one of the leaders in bringing together the best remediation technologies last year. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Joseph, you were one of the founders of the show. What were some of the key visions you had for the RemTech Summit when the show was first coming together, and anything you foresee in the 2011 show that wasn't possible the first go-around?
I think some of the key elements of the RemTech, of developing the RemTech conference, was just a recognition that the field of remediation technologies has grown more and more sophisticated over the years. And with that degree of sophistication requires a venue that allows for the transfer of information in ways that I don't think that most other conferences are structured to do. So, for example, we've tried to make sure that our talks have longer time slots than typical at most conferences, so complex ideas can be transferred, and also the idea of longer question and answer periods. So that students or people who are trying to learn from the experts have a chance for a higher degree of interaction. So we don't have as many speakers on our docket as some other conferences, but we try to make the most out of the speakers' time and get as much of the information we can from these world experts. As far as what I foresee in the 2000 show that wasn't possible the first time around, I think it'll be possible to have a little bit more industry interaction. We had a fair number of industrial representatives last time, but the first time you obviously do something, you're trying to establish yourself, and now the people who attended the conference saw the value in it, and the word spreads. So I think we'll probably have a little bit more industrial interaction on this, and maybe. Seeing a larger number of posters in the poster session.
Gotcha. You might have touched on this with the fewer speakers, more information vision, but can you tell us what do you think makes RemTech unique from other events in the industry?
Well, we're trying to make it unique from the perspective of having a high degree of invited speakers. In many conferences, rightfully so, accept abstracts and try to put together a platform, but we do a little bit of that, but a number of our speakers are actually handpicked by the organizing committee and by the session chairs to try to develop a coherent set of high-quality presentations such that if an individual who sits through one of the sessions has really gotten a series of information that has been developed by design. And so that makes it, I think, unique from many other conferences in this area.
So from your perspective, I know you guys, we started the show last year. What were some of your impressions of the 2009 event? You know, what were you particularly happy about? Anything you saw that you wish to improve for next year?
Well, my impression 2009 event was that I think a great success, considering it was the first time that we had done this. And of course, the first time you do something, you're marketing from scratch. We had some really fantastic speakers, true leaders in both academia and industry. And I had a number of people who were at the event who came out and said this really, really was worth spending 2 or 3 days to participate in. And so those things made me feel very happy. You always wonder if someone's going to come to the dance, and we certainly had some great people come. There are a couple things I hope we can improve on. One of them we had no control over, and that just is that a number of our some of the people who had signed up to come to the conference just because of the economy didn't have the travel funds to come, and we're hoping that we can get around that. I certainly hope that the weather is better. believe it or not, in Atlanta that week, we actually had some snow, which is unbelievable. But I hope we don't have to put up with that, with anything like that. And in terms of improving, I really hope we get more students to come. And again, I think some of that had to do with the, the times and the budget constraints that people were under. But I think that that if we can get a wider group of students from university, a broader set of universities, that that would make it a really a terrific event.
So going to Chicago and expecting less snow than Atlanta. Okay.
We moved it to May instead of early April. So it was, my fingers are crossed.
Gotcha. So other than the less snow, what are some hopes and expectations for 2011 show? Like, can you give us any sneak previews, or like some of the talks and technologies that will be presented?
Well, we're putting together our organizing committees, our session chairs and some of our keynote speakers right now. And at this point in time, I don't think I can say that who is confirmed and who isn't confirmed. I don't want to misrepresent that. But we've had a lot of interest, people actually asking to be session chairs. And so we've put those together. I think what you're going to see is in terms of a sneak peek, I think you're going to see some really interesting invited talks, keynote speakers. We're trying to organize a roundtable discussion. We had one at the last meeting that was very, very successful. We'd like to build on that and showcase it a little bit more than we did at our last meeting in terms of when it is scheduled. And I think you're going to see a list of speakers that is sort of the who's who in the industry. We did pretty well with that in the last go-around, but with the interest we've been receiving, I think we're going to just have a really tremendous docket of speakers. And I think we're going to continue to promote this idea of making sure that there's ample time after every talk for there to be discussion and question and answer. And in the case of our roundtable discussions, the idea of potentially debating some of the topics that are important in the remediation field.
So you mentioned before there's some great speakers. I remember there was also some big name folks at the last RemTech event, like even one of the top chiefs from EPA's Region 4 was there. So who can we expect at the 2011 show is what I'm asking. Like anyone else from EPA this time or, so anyone bigger, President Obama, going to make an appearance?
I don't think that we'll be on well, who knows, right? He's from Chicago. He may just end up dropping in.
Yeah, there's a White Sox game there.
Or I think is he White Sox or Cubs fan? I don't remember.
Oh, he's White Sox. He's noticeably White Sox, which as a Tiger fan is kind of irksome to some people.
I see. Well, we are targeting a number of people at the federal level, from Department of Defense, Department of Energy, hopefully EPA, although it may be more important to have someone from the region in EPA and from the Chicago region. But we're looking towards Washington, D.C. to try to get some talks to better understand, for example, funding trends in research or funding trends as it relates to the industry. We're trying to target some top academicians for keynote speakers. We have a number of top leading people that have agreed to be session chairs. Just to give a short list, Frank Loeffler at the University of Tennessee, Kurt Pinnell at Tufts, Jim Spain at Georgia Tech. We've asked John Crittenden here at Georgia Tech to participate, and I think he probably will, just to give some sense. And then from industry, we've tried to target people who are senior individuals in the remediation field. This morning, I was able to secure Todd Reese, who's the innovation director, vice president for Golder Associates, for example. And so we're trying to reach out to really top individuals. It's going to be, as I said before, I think it's going to be a who's list.
Gotcha. So last question then, why would you as an educator advise someone to attend this conference?
That's a really good question. The intent of this conference is to transfer information and with a recognition that these technologies that we're working with today are sophisticated and complex. And the reason I think as an educator, the reason I like that is it's oftentimes at a conference, the talks are short and you only get sort of the tip of the iceberg And sometimes the events are very large, and it's very hard to follow up with the speakers afterwards. And I think the way that we've structured RemTech in terms of the types of speakers that we are going to have, the length of the presentations, and then the way that we design the rest of the program to try to promote interaction between speakers and attendees, I think there's a chance to really learn at this conference. And that's kind of coming back to your first question. That was done by design, and there's a lot of thought that goes into that. And that's one of the reasons why I'd really like to see more students come. I think this is a chance for a student to really pick up a lot of information in a period of a couple of days that would really advance them in their careers and probably make them more successful when they're done with their education. And the purpose of this is really education in cutting on the cutting edge of remediation technologies. And so if you like to learn, this is where you ought to be.
It sounds great. Thank you very much, Joe. It sounds like an excellent show. For those who would like more information, the website is remtechsummit.com, or you can contact Joe. Joe, they can contact you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you can contact Joe, the chairman of the Department of Civil and Environmental, I hope I got that right, Georgia Institute of Technology Engineering, at 404-894-2201. Right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you very much, listeners, for Pollution Engineering and RemTech Summit 2011. This is Seth Fisher. We thank you for listening.